Do you have a hard time keeping weight off? You're able to lose it, but you always seem to gain it back. In fact, you keep gaining back the same 5 to 10 pounds over and over again. Even if you are on maintenance calories or you think you're eating the right volume, it still comes back. On today's episode, we're going to talk about exactly why that is so that you can prevent it from happening to you, so you can stop the yo-yo diet. So grab your coffee. It's going to be a good one. Welcome back, everybody.
Back in the pod.
We are back in the pod, and I just say back. So welcome to the new people. Welcome to the returning. Just welcome. We are Candidly with Coffee. I think this is episode 507.
I'll be honest, I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. I don't keep track like that. You're probably right, though. Your memory's way better than mine.
I think it's 507.
We got so much going on.
I know. It's been crazy. And you know what? I meant to get myself a Diet Coke. I really want a Diet Coke.
You want me to go grab you one?
Yeah. Can you grab you one?
Pause.
Let me chat for a second with the people while you get me a Diet Coke. Okay. So welcome back, you guys. Let me double check because there's no rules here. I can check in what episode number it is. This is episode number 507. So the last episode that you guys saw was with Lorena, my sister-in-law. Lots of great feedback from that episode. What did you think of the episode? Oh, sorry.
I actually thought it was good. I listened to it on my walk yesterday.
Yeah? It was pretty good, right?
Not bad interviewer there. Good job.
Oh, thanks.
Good job. I'm a little ahead of you on that, but good job.
Cheers. What do you mean you're a little ahead of me?
I've had more interviews than you.
Oh.
I did it first.
Yeah. Anyway, so I've got some booked. I've got some coming up. I actually also interviewed Michelle that's going to be on the show next Monday. But I thought the interview with Lorena was very interesting. A lot of moms found it to be very helpful.
I got to say, man, for her first time on a podcast, that's her first time, right?
Yeah.
She spoke very well and confident. She didn't sound nervous or shook or even like she didn't trip over her words. I was like, wow, she's a natural at this.
She's really good.
Yeah. Articulating, talking, everything. She was good. Good story about how she stuck by the side of your brother going through his tough time. She could have easily walked.
Yeah, that was a testament to who she is because she had no skin in the game at that point, and she could have absolutely walked.
And just found herself a dude who's normal with no health issues, a guy who's younger than her. But like she said, she had a connection with your brother. Love wins, right?
Yeah, I mean, in this case, definitely. They've been together now like 17 years.
Yeah, and the age gap doesn't matter either. I know your brother's 6 years older than her, I believe.
6 years, yeah. Did you enjoy having a little break?
Yeah, wasn't too bad. But I've been working too, though. I interviewed somebody on Saturday as well.
Yeah, from Candidly with Coffee, though, you had a little break.
I guess I had a little hiatus.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're going to have, I have some interviews coming up, and I'm not sure how I will place them. But yeah, we just have lots of good stuff. And I'm interviewing people that I feel like you guys are going to get value from and you'll enjoy, not just to plug in interviews.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to see who you have on too. It's interesting to see the dynamic you have with other people. Listen to what they got going on in their life and where they're at as far as their business and their life.
You like my necklace?
Yeah, it's cute.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah, where'd you get it from?
I did a collab with this company, Miss Blue. It's called MS Blue. This episode is not sponsored, but I am wearing you guys are going to see it because it's going to be like my staple necklace right now. This has my name. You can personalize it, but it's so cute. Yeah,
it's a cute little necklace.
I decided to work with them because I love their stuff. I wore their Eternity Band.
Yeah.
And I think I've talked about them on this show before, but I have a code for them, Janine15, but it's like fine jewelry, but not ultra fine jewelry. So it's moissanite and then precious metals, but not diamonds. So moissanite is an alternative to diamonds, but it's so pretty and sparkly, isn't it?
And it's not going
to
break the bank either.
Yeah.
Compared to diamonds.
Yeah. And it looks just the same. I think a lot of people, like influencers and people out there, don't you ever look at you probably don't, but I do. You look at their rings and go, wow, they must be balling out of control. That's like a 4-carat diamond. It's because everyone's getting moissanites now. And a 4-carat moissanite is probably like $5,000 and not $200,000.
Exactly. Not only that, is just be honest, diamonds are a terrible investment. You don't get you don't get your money back out of them. Once you buy them, they go right down the toilet. Gold's like the only thing that holds its value, but not diamonds.
Yeah. So it's not even worth it.
Not really. I don't know. It's so expensive. It's a beautiful jewel, beautiful rock, but at the end of the day, it's terrible ROI, return on investment. As far as if you ever want to go back and say you want to sell that ring again or get rid of it, you're not going to get nothing for it.
Yeah, exactly. So Michelle's going to be on the episode on Monday. I interviewed her already. So you guys are tune in. That is my niece, but she was raised as my sister. Just to give you guys a little background into that episode, she was raised as my sister because my parents adopted her legally. My oldest brother, when he was younger, he was in and out of jail and kind of a troubled guy. Her mom was actually in jail when she was born. So my parents adopted her. And there's an interesting story there that we go into on not only on the episode, we touch on it, but we also go deeper, of course, on Patreon.
Yeah, it's good. Patreon, you can go as deep as you want. You don't have to hold. That's what I was telling you earlier. That's what I love about Patreon. Like, we can get juicy on there.
Mm-hmm.
No holds barred.
Yeah, it's a totally different vibe. I even just feel different when I sit over there because we have a different scene. I sit there and I just feel like I just want to pour my heart out. Lorena was on Patreon as well. And so that episode's already out. So if you haven't checked that out, check that out. It's $7. Honestly, if you ever just see an episode that it intrigues you, just join, pay the $7 and cancel. Watch the show and then cancel. Yeah. You're not obligated to stay a member. I have watched people come in and out. Yeah. Oh, this is one I want to watch, $7.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. And what I love about that, doing the Patreon over those shows, a little more intimate over there, a little different than here.
Yeah. Speaking of the green chairs, we're going to be in those green chairs today at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Make sure you guys tune in to our YouTube live because it's our YouTube live time.
Oh, we're doing a YouTube live today?
Not today.
Oh.
I said today because this episode, when are you ever going to remember that this does not live?
Come out till Friday. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. My bad.
You ruined the vibe. You're supposed to pretend.
I'm supposed to pretend.
Like tonight gotcha. Is Friday night.
Yeah. I wish it was though. I'm not going to lie. I love Friday nights. Damn. You're messing with my mentals, man.
You do love Friday nights.
I do.
You look like evil right now.
I love our, what you call it? Date night.
That's what you call it.
Yeah.
Date night.
We got to go eat some good food after the podcast.
Yeah. Where are we going to go eat, actually?
Finish off with a nightcap.
A nightcap? A Bear Bells bar or a snack?
Yeah. One or the other.
You always have to bring me a snack. You know the rules.
I don't know where we're going to go eat at. Maybe at home because we have lots of food.
Do we? We have Mega Fit meal. I'm going to eat Mega Fit meal on a Friday night. Listen, I love my Mega Fits, but not on a Friday night.
This girl wants to eat out 2 days in a row. I'm going to get one day to eat. 2 days is heavy. We're going to Miami. I keep it cool.
Oh, my gosh. So make sure you guys tune into the YouTube. Also, if you are part of our Team Esco Elite, if you're part of our one-on-one client crew, we have our team call that's right after the YouTube live. So that's going to be at 6 p.m. Pacific time. If you haven't received the link for that, just hit me up in Instagram or email us or however method you want to contact us so that you can join the call because lots of valuable information. We're also going to go over our new app and what that's going to entail. Everybody that's currently on the old app, you have the option to stay on the old app or move over. So you'll figure that out once I talk to you guys about that. I do want to share a little kind of crazy story that happened. When I was watching the Patreon with Lorena's episode of Patreon, and right when I was talking about how my mom was trying to warn me and warn me about my dad was going to be really difficult when she passed.
Yeah.
Right when that happened, my lights flickered.
I know you came out of the room quick and told me what happened. Yeah. You asked me if the lights in the living room flickered. I said no, not at all.
Yeah. Like it was a full blown, undoubtedly flickered, and then like it did a weird thing, flickered, and then one of them's out, and those lights are brand new.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to last 10 years.
Yeah.
They were expensive, like LED energy saving bulbs are supposed to last a long time. It's out. It's gone. It's
done. Wow.
So whatever happened right at that moment,
dude,
done.
That's crazy. Honestly, that's some weird shit, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? Because I know you're very skeptical of things, but you also believe in energy.
I felt like it was something. I felt like it was like undeniable because it was right, exactly just what I was feeling when I was watching that. Because this is the first time I watched back the Patreon because like I've said, I don't edit those. They just go up. They're very raw, unedited, unfiltered. So sometimes when you're in a conversation, you don't really absorb everything until you watch it back. So when I watched it back, I was like, true. Wow, like I didn't even remember that we had talked about those things. And then the lights flickered. And I came out because I thought, is there something wrong with the power? I asked you if they flickered outside in the living room. It was early, early this morning, like 5-something.
Yes, it was. And nope, they sure didn't. Not on the living room, they didn't.
Yeah. So anyways, that was interesting. I thought I wanted to share that. Yeah, it was just a weird week. My dad's birthday was Saturday, and there's just some weird stuff around that. I actually want to go into a little bit more of that on Patreon, on the after show. Tune into the after show if you are a Patreon member, because I have some things to share about that. But anyways, so hot coffee topic. Let's keep it quick so no one has to go be... Hot coffee topic. I saw on CNN that it's actually, there's a new trend, and the new trend is being sober. Like alcohol free is starting to trend.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're not going to come after us no more for not having a drink with them anymore.
Maybe. I hope not. Like, I hope, like, it's a trend of people, more and more people choosing not to drink that are not alcoholics.
Yeah. That's true. If you're not alcoholic, like, you really aren't an alcoholic. Why are you drinking? What are you celebrating? Now we say that. What are we celebrating? You know what I mean?
They're drinking for the buzz and the high and all of that, which is
there
fine.
There you go, the buzz and the high. That's what really got to say. Get that word out of there. You're getting high. You're getting high if you're smoking weed. You're getting high off alcohol. You're
100%.
Altering your mind. And alcohol is the most dangerous of them all, to be honest with you, if I'm being real, because what do people like doing? They love going to parties, bars, clubs, whatever, and they love, not everybody, but a lot of people love being reckless and getting in the car like, oh, I only had 2 drinks, I'm going to get behind the wheel. Man, you better have eaten some food that day, or you better make sure you're completely sober before you get behind that wheel.
Yeah, why don't people want to call it a high? They look down on people who are druggies. Oh, it's a druggie. If you're chasing a high from alcohol, it's the same high that the druggie is chasing. Don't sugarcoat it, make yourself feel better, because it's legal. A high is a high.
Yes, you're 100% right with that. You're still chasing a high. They call it buzz. It sounds like I'm cooler than you because you're a junkie on the street and you're getting high off of heroin or fentanyl or whatever. But why are you so better? You're going to the liquor store, you're buying up booze and poisoning your body. You're still poisoning your body. It's still a slow death. You know what I'm saying? They might be getting to the grave faster than you, but you're going to get to the grave if you keep drinking that alcohol for many years.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It does damage. It does damage. Every drink that you take is doing some sort of damage.
People don't think that, though. They don't think that they're damaging. No, it's just my liver. My liver's going to filter it out. Oh, my headache, oh, it'll go away. No, your brain's telling you, yo, stop it, dummy. Stop doing this to us. We can speak on it, and I can talk all the shit I want because I've been there, done that. You saved me one time in Vegas. Felt like somebody hit me over the head with a baseball bat. I was so hungover. Felt dead. Felt like alcohol poisoning. That's what it was. That's what it is. You're poisoning your body, and your body's telling you, like, please, can you please stop this stupid, being stupid? When you're hungover, your body's like letting you know. Those are signs like, please, can you please stop this, Mike? We don't like this feeling.
Yeah. It's an actual, like, your body is telling you something. And when you choose to ignore it, that's damage. It's like you get into your car and it's making a funky noise, but your car still runs, so you just drive it anyway. What will happen eventually, the car will break down, but it let you know that it was on its way. And guess what? That breakdown is a lot more expensive than if you had handled the little noise that was happening. That's what happens with alcohol, okay? That is what's happening. When it's giving you a little, and with anything too, if it's giving you a sign and you ignore it, you're going to ignore it until you can't ignore it, and it's a lot worse for you. And that's what hangovers are.
That's exactly what they are. You always tell people, like, with health, listen to your body. When your body's telling you something, it's not agreeing with something, something in your food that's not agreeing with you. And I don't want to get off topic. I know that's our little slogan, but it's like me. If I drank regular whole milk with lactose in it, guess what? My stomach's going to be hurting, and I'm going to be running to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? I know not to do that. I've experienced that. Same thing. Your body's letting you know, hey, all right, you're hungover. You did this to us. But why do people quickly have amnesia and they go back and do it again and again? I'm guilty of it. I don't want to be acting like I'm this dude on a pedestal, like I'm all clean and this and that. I haven't had a drink in over a year, but there's people who've been sober 20, 30 years. Kudos to them. Pat them on the back. There's people like my sister, Jessica, who's never had a drink in her life. She absolutely hates alcohol. It's crazy because we have that alcoholism that runs in our family. My grandfather was a raging alcoholic, but she just didn't care for it. Now we say, man, congratulations to you. And people used to look at her crazy and be like, what, you don't drink? I don't like alcohol. I don't drink. No. What the fuck's the problem?
Apparently, since it's a trend, maybe it'll start to be more socially acceptable to not drink and not be labeled as an alcoholic if you you're an alcoholic? No, I just don't drink.
Yeah.
That's it. Just like you just don't drink milk.
Exactly. Why do people leave? They need a long, drawn out answer. I don't need to answer you. I just don't drink. Is it as simple as that? Do I have to tell you that I'm an addict and it's not good for my health? Do we have to go there?
I know, because that's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, because that's when I get snappy and edgy. Like, I don't have to tell you this.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to tell you this. I just don't drink. That's it.
All right, you guys, moving on. And speaking about listening to your body, we're going to talk about 1UP Nutrition for a second and another supplement from them that is a daily thing that I take. And it is because it helps me not get bloated. I used to be somebody, and Mike can attest to this, if I ate something a little funky or a little off or different, my stomach swells to looks like I'm like 7 months pregnant. Can you attest to that?
I've never seen anybody in my life. It's the craziest shit, you guys. This girl, I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's like somebody went with a tire pump and went like this to you. Wait a minute. I didn't knock her up. She didn't get pregnant that fast. What's going on?
So
it was just swell out. I've never seen anyone do that in my life.
And that used to occur quite often. And I didn't realize it, but it was a digestive situation. I'm like, my body was telling me something. Something's off. So once I implemented a gut health supplement, I don't deal with bloating anymore. It is very rare that I will get bloated. But the reason you get bloated when you start a new program, so say you are starting macros for the first time, you're eating more protein than you've ever ate, or maybe you bumped up your healthy fats, you're lacking the enzymes in your digestive tract are needed in order to break down those. So usually within like week one or week two of working with a new client, they're like, hey, I'm really bloated. Is this normal? Yes, because you're probably not used to eating that much protein and you lack protease. Protease is the enzyme that digests protein, because if your body knows you're not eating protein, it doesn't make the enzyme needed. She doesn't need it. She doesn't need protein. So that happens with fats as well. Lipase is the fat enzyme. So if you're not used to eating a lot of fat, so people start keto, they feel ill at first, or they start downing coconut oil and things like that, and your body's not equipped.
I'm a victim of doing that. You know that. Oh, my God. We told that story about Colombia where I ate too much coconut oil, and oh, no. It was disastrous.
So I use Gut Health Plus from 1UP Nutrition. Not only does it have all of the digestive enzymes or the necessary ones, it also has a probiotic. I take one a day and I do not bloat. I do not have any issues with bloating. So when I combine the Gut Health Plus with the daily cleanse, my digestive needs are completely handled. I go to the bathroom every day because of the daily cleanse, and I'm never bloated after I eat. Not even on cheat days am I bloated, which is pretty cool. So I highly recommend the Gut Health Plus. If you guys are not taking some sort of digestive supplement, look into it. If you're not wanting to get 1UP Nutrition, find another one, but take something. Take, especially if you suddenly are changing the style of eating. If you are changing it, tracking macros, trust me, because you're going to feel bloated. You're going to be backed up. Am I right?
Because it happened to me. Because you remember before I started doing macros, you were like, babe, you're not eating enough protein. I said, shut up. Yes, I am. You don't know what you're talking about. I eat burritos with steak. No, baby, not enough protein. So anyways, fast forward to when she taught me macros and I really started eating protein, keeping track, adding protein powder. My stomach was a little messed up. It took a while to adjust itself, you know what I'm saying, to balance itself off.
Yeah, it did. It took you a while. God, you're so freaking stubborn sometimes. When I think about all the different things I've had to fight you on, you're just freaking stubborn.
She's right. I'm super stubborn. I don't like to be told nothing. I don't like to be told what to do, how to do it. I'm stubborn. I'm guilty of it. I am. I'm hard-headed, man.
Yeah, listen, I know we always talk about the sunshine and rainbows over here. It's not all sunshine and rainbows with this guy, okay? So we try to be really transparent. He drives me crazy sometimes.
I like to jump in the fire, you guys, to see if I get burned. That's how crazy I am. Let me see, babe. Let me jump in that fire. Let me see if it's going to burn me.
You drive me crazy. Sometimes I just need to go to bed because I'm just so irritated. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to go to bed because you're irritating me right now. All right, you guys, so moving on. Comment Corner, first comment is Sandy Avila, 7857. Loved this episode so much. Related in so many ways as a mom of two girls, my heart needed the reminder that it's okay to ask for help and take time for myself. That was a comment about Lorena's episode because she was talking about how she finally realized that, you know what, I just need to ask for help because it was very hard.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. We don't have twins, but I can only imagine. I helped you raise your kids, and it wasn't easy.
Yeah. They were much older. The twins, that was another ball game.
Oh, twins? Are you kidding me? This girl, I had to go watch them with her one weekend. Almost jumped out of the window, man.
Yeah, no,
don't. I'm joking, but I can't do it. It was hard. It's challenging.
It is very.
Because one acts up and the other acts up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, bro, go to sleep. They like get turned up at night. Like, where you got all this energy from? Go to sleep. Damn. Girls.
Yeah, you can't do the little kid thing is very hard for you.
No, it's not for me.
Yeah, I remember one time we watched them and I sent you home because you were actually causing me more grief than help. You weren't helping me. I was like, look, I got this. Go home.
Yeah, it's not for me. Sorry, some things I got to bow out on. It ain't for me. That's the reason why we don't have little ones.
All right, moving on to the next comment, and that is from Margarita Doza 8077. I love this episode. Definitely hit home. Lorena seems so sweet and funny. My heart melted when you shared your mom. Thanks for sharing this episode. Now you need to get your cousin Lisa on.
Yeah, you got to get her on. How does she feel about coming on? Does this intimidate her? She get nervous about the studio, the cameras and all that?
I think she would, but I think she'd be fine. It would take her a moment. It takes a moment to get in, sit down and get the jitters out. But she'll be fine because we have so much to talk about. It would be interesting for sure. I think the people would be interesting. I'd like to get her over on the Patreon chairs for sure.
Just tell her. Just talk. Just be normal. Pretend like you talk every day. That's it. That's the best thing you could tell them. Don't even trip on these cameras. Nobody's watched you live. Nobody's laughing or pointing the finger. Just talk. Just let it loose. Let it go.
She definitely has a story. We could talk about her battle with anxiety and coming out of that.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought she was going to be able to live such a normal life. She battled anxiety pretty bad when she was younger. You
told me some crazy stories about her, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to get her on for sure. So that would be really cool. All right. Moving on to the next comment. Cynthia Gonzalez, 1599. Hey, I love your videos. You remind me of Nikki LaRose, the makeup artist. I think you look like sisters. So I had to put this comment in there because I get that a lot. People say that I look like somebody. And I usually go to them and I'm like, I don't see it at all. I've been told twice now about this person. But the first time I never found her, I never looked her up.
Yeah.
So now two people have said I look like this person. So I found her. It is a makeup artist. And I am going to put her picture up on the screen. All right. There she is. Do you guys see it? I want to know. Comment.
Yeah.
Comment below and let me know if you see the resemblance. This comment said we look like sisters. I've been told by one other person. It's a makeup artist. She's tatted up too, has the black hair and the middle part. I see it a little bit.
Yeah. No, I see it.
At a quick glance, I was like, whoa. But then when you really look at her, yeah, okay. Maybe the eyes and the chin, the pointy, because I tend to have a pointy chin. Maybe more so when I'm a little leaner. I don't know.
Similarity for sure. Very similar. Mine's supposed to be Vin Diesel, but I don't think so. People compared me to that dude.
Definitely Vin Diesel.
We have similarities.
Goodness. All right. Now a moment for MegaFit meals. Tried two new MegaFit meals, the tortellini and steak, and then the chicken piccata. Very good. I ordered them again. I think I talked about them on the last episode, but I threw some pictures up here on the screen because these are my actual plates. So these were two of the dinners I enjoyed last week, and they were very freaking good.
I had chicken, kebabs, and rice last night for MegaFit Meals.
Did you enjoy?
Oh, yeah. I put my own little spin on it. Cut some onions up. Threw some jalapenos in there, man. Use their little tzatziki sauce or whatever that sauce is. And then I topped it off with sriracha. Fire.
Yeah, that's a tzatziki sauce that comes with it. Tonight, I have one pulled out, salmon and sweets. And then I'm going to have a little like kale salad on the side. I had a half PB&J from MegaFit for lunch with some legendary chips. On these busy days, it is like so helpful to have them. I'm not gonna lie. I know you guys like to see my food content and all of that. So usually I'll pick one day where I make sure and do some sort of food content for YouTube. But for the most part, lately I've been just eating MegaFit meals.
I think I'm gonna have the tortellini tonight. There's a tortellini one that I got.
Oh, the meatballs in Peru. Yes. That one looks really good. I haven't had that one yet.
Yep.
Because whenever I get it, Tyler eats it. That's his favorite one.
I grab that one. I want to try it. I think that's going to be dinner tonight.
Yum. Now I'm hungry. I'm hungry. See? Even just
Look, you guys, when you're like in a pinch, when you're busy, because we're busy. Sometimes we don't meal prep all the time. I make fresh meals on the go, but sometimes you're tired. You get home, heat it and eat it. I always call it. You know what I'm saying? And the beautiful thing is they already come tracked for you.
Yeah.
He already did his job for you. He already come track. You're not guessing.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yes. I just put them in and I save my meals as like a custom meal in my app so that I can easily log it. And
easy.
Super easy to stay on track. Okay, let's talk about, speaking of staying on track, why is it that people gain weight back? I just want to have, I'm putting the iPad away. We're just going to chat about this because.
Let's chat.
I do a lot of research and looking into how to keep people from gaining their weight back, how to make them successful. And we can talk a lot about the buzz stuff. And we already know so much stuff. We already know because you have to change your life. You have to have good habits.
Yep.
You have to enjoy the process. You have to enjoy what you do.
I know why. David Goggins said something very interesting. He said, once you get to the top of the mountain, you think the journey's over. No. You have to go back down to the bottom and start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is once you accomplish your goals and get to where you want to get to your body, you're like, okay, yay, I made it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it comes the hard part. Now you got to hold it, somewhat maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to put it back in your head like you're still on this journey. Start all over in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say the mission's complete. Now I'm going to just let off the reins. You get comfortable. And then one day it turns into 2 days, 2 days. It starts multiplying.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of it. I've done it a few times, several times.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on besides even just your behaviors and things like that. Scientifically, there's some things that do happen in the body when you lose weight. So for one, when you lose body fat, your leptin levels drop because leptin is the hormone that's stored in your fat cells. And leptin is what is your satiety hormone. It tells you to stop eating. But the less body fat you have, the lower the leptin is. What does that mean? It means you have a bigger appetite. You're going to want to eat more. And that is because that's the body's way of saying, hey, put that back in savings. We put that body fat back. We spent it. Now we want to put it back. So it goes into an emergency mode to get it back. So you have not only you're fighting against the current. Not only is it hard, it's actually harder. It's harder to maintain weight loss than to actually lose.
Yes, it is.
The pound to begin with. And the problem with that is if you think about what people do when they're maintaining, they think they have to take the foot off the gas, right?
Yes, always. Always.
That's why we gain it back because you're actually you'd be more mindful. Like when I put clients in maintenance macros, I'm like, listen, you have to be more mindful, more accurate in maintenance or else you gain the weight back.
Easy.
Because you don't have a lot of room for error. If you have actual maintenance calories, you have zero room for error because if you eat what you burn, then that's zero, right?
That's
no gain, no weight gain, no weight loss. But if you eat a little more than you burn, instant weight gain.
Instant.
When you're in a calorie deficit and you eat a little more than you burn, that's not weight gain. That's just not as much results this week. See the difference?
Yes.
So the problem is when you're in maintenance and you have the little slip-ups, and then you just, oh, shoot, that was a bad day, okay. But you're just staying in maintenance, right? You're not making up for the slip-ups. So every single slip-up is a little bit of body fat coming back on. Bad weekend, a bad night, a mistake made in your counting, a missed item that you're tracking. So I'm actually talking about even the people that are being diligent, even the people that are like, I love tracking macros. I'm going to track forever, but now I'm tracking at my maintenance calories. They're gaining the weight back too.
They are. And they always bullshit too. Say, oh, I'm tracking. I'm staying on point. Well, why is the weight coming on?
Yeah.
No, you're not. It's like this. We always use the toilet paper rolls and like an analogy or as like an example. Roll starts off big and slowly a sheet comes off. A sheet comes off. You do a little rotation. Before you know it, it's empty. No more roll. Body fat's gone. You got to your goal. And then all of a sudden, you're doing reverse. Then you start putting it back on. The sheet goes back on. You start winding it back up. Next thing you know, it starts growing back again. It's the same thing with your body. It starts just packing back on. It's crazy that your own body fights you, man. Your body's smarter than you are. You think you're smarter than your body. No, your body's smarter than you are. And it wants fat on it. It really doesn't like being lean. It fights you. It'd rather you be fat and comfortable. It's almost like your own body will kill you if you allow it to. People don't realize that. Your own body will kill you. Think about that. People will outside just.
But it doesn't. But see, because the body is very smart.
Yeah.
Because what it also does it in reverse too, the reason why leptin is in your fat cells is because, so when you don't have leptin, you're hungrier. But when you have a lot of leptin, you get full faster. Don't you notice, have you ever heard the people that are larger, they actually say, I don't have much of an appetite. Like a thin, lean person has a much more ravenous, large yes. appetite, because mm-hmm. that's the body's way of saying, okay, you've got enough now.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah.
But the problem is the bad eating habits and things like that have created a resistance to the leptin. So if you've got an obese person that has ate past satiety their whole life too much and used food as a painkiller and a crutch and a drug,
yeah.
they have actually ruined the effectiveness of the leptin. But if your leptin remains effective, somebody that has a decent amount, a healthy amount of body fat, they will have a lesser appetite because the body is not yearning to put more body fat on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying.
But because we as humans ruin everything.
We do. We go overkill.
Yeah, we overkill, always. Ruin everything. But that's why it is harder to maintain the weight loss. You have to be aware of the fact of these things. You have to be aware. For one, what do I do or what do I recommend is don't actually ever go into true maintenance calories. Always give yourself a little bit of a cushion.
That's very good advice.
You shouldn't go into true maintenance. Like true maintenance for me right now would be 14,000 calories a week. But I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't eat 2,000 calories every day because then I have to be so meticulous with my tracking, the gummy vitamins, the greens, the everything. Because yes, even that, because it's a maintenance, is going to add up to body fat. Even if it's a little bit of body fat over time, that little bit of body fat is going to be a pound, then two, then three. That's how the weight comes back on. When I'm in a deficit, I cannot track the greens and the vitamins and the this and the that because I'm creating a deficit that's 700 calories a day, what I think. And then even with all my mistakes and overages and extra things, okay, it ends up being 500 calories a day. It's still fat loss.
Yeah.
But when in maintenance, it's fat gain. And that little fat that's every weekend or every week or every day, it adds up over time. So, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not talking to the people who are, these are for the people who are on it. This is us.
Us.
This is why, even though we always track, we always exercise, we're always on it, every 4 or 5 months, we have to do a little cut. Why? Because everything I just explained. Oh, shoot, we had went a little crazy on cheat day, but are we going to drop our calories the rest of the week? No, we go right back to the other calories. So you got to, eventually we're going to have to pay the price.
Yeah.
That's why we're in a cut now, right? Because we're paying the price for maybe the day we had pizza and donuts in the same day. Because that day we did a little bit of a fat deposit. So
we did.
We're cutting for that reason now, which is fine. And I like to do that. I don't mind. I like to, that's why I call it staying striking distance.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, staying striking distance.
So that it's easy. We go on a little 5-week cut and we're good. We're right back on track and you play around that way. I like to do that, so I don't mind. But most people, they just don't understand. They think I'm in maintenance. Why am I gaining weight?
No,
and that's why. It's very easy to have. It's very easy.
And a lot of times, let's be honest, they're putting their hand in the cookie jar and they're not tracking every time they go in there and start snacking. Listen, a lot of coaches, I'm guilty of it, a lot of coaches, we see it out there. We see it on just, they look like they packed some weight back on. Mm-hmm. I saw a few people recently on Instagram like, they don't look like as lean as they used to look from their before pictures.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It happens. They're human too. Coaches aren't always on like people think they are. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all. It's just not realistic. So what do you do? The most important thing is awareness, understanding what that maintenance process looks like.
Yeah.
And I've been listening and watching a lot of things lately, just as we start to restructure our program.
Yeah, yep.
And I saw something very interesting from someone online, and they said the biggest component that causes people to fall back into old habits and to gain their weight back, which, by the way, the statistics are staggering. 95% of people gain their weight back.
I believe it 1,000%.
95%. And we're not even talking about weight loss drugs. That's a different
topic
thing.
For another day.
Weight loss is hard enough to maintain as it is. You factor in the fact that you're trying to maintain your weight in a different way than you lost it, probably 99% weight regain.
Yep.
Don't come for me. I am sorry, but this is what it is. This is what the stats are showing.
And the stats do not lie.
It's data.
We see it in your old world when you competed in the bikini fitness, bodybuilding world. Yeah. They all get super ripped, super shredded for the show. Their best ever they looked in their life for that one day. And after that show's over, what do they always go do? What's waiting for them at the hotel room after? Usually pizza and donuts. You see these same people a few days later, even a couple weeks later, you're like, what the fuck happened? 30 pounds later, they're up 30 pounds. Whoa, just quick.
So what I was saying is that what accountability is a huge factor in it, right? And so I don't know why I never thought of this, but people, they stop with their coaches when they reach maintenance.
You're right.
You guys, it was like an aha moment. You need your coach more than ever during maintenance because you're towing the line.
Yes.
You need to be more on point to maintain your weight loss than you do to lose it. So why aren't maintenance coaches a thing? Why is it only weight loss coaches?
That's very good. Maintenance coaches. You're right, because when you have no accountability, you're going to be reckless, man. Right. I don't care who you are. You're not. It's hard to be super disciplined all the time. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't have that, guess what? You're going to start slipping. Mm-hmm. And again, even myself, even me having you, I let myself slip a little bit during the holidays. And you preach it on December. Be careful. Holidays are on, and I had one too many cookies and just stupid things like that. Just let myself slip. And I'm like, all right, I'm aware of it. So I know I got to be aware of my behavior. I got to be more cautious. Now I'm tighter. I'm like, nope, not doing it.
Yeah. So I don't know why that it's crazy. If it's harder to maintain weight loss, and we know this, why is it that people stop working with their coaches and their trainers and things like that when they reach their weight loss goals?
You know what? My advice to you people, you set aside money for health insurance, car insurance, house insurance, all kinds of different insurances. You should set aside money for coaches, man, as an insurance to keep you on point, because no better feeling than staying on point, staying healthy, and just the overall feeling of just feeling good and just knowing yourself that you're being held accountable. That way you don't fall apart, let yourself go. Yeah. All that hard work then goes down the toilet.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, and then I started thinking, how am I staying accountable? I don't have a coach.
No.
I actually don't, but I do. The reason I stay accountable is to my clients.
Yes, you always said that.
To my clients. They actually keep me on point.
Yep.
Because I know that I'm the example.
Yes.
So that is my accountability. They're looking at you. Because of what I do.
Because you're the leader. You're leading from the front. So like Coach Janine, our leader, let's see what our leader's doing. Let's follow her lead. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Coach Janine is eating pizza and burger and fries. She's starting to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like she could slip a little bit. Maybe we could slip a little bit.
Yeah.
Follow suit.
No, they do.
We just talked about something else.
They follow. They follow. And so I know that. And you guys keep me in line. And so that's why it's true. And you said something earlier. You were saying how when people go to a therapist, they don't just go to a therapist. Usually people, if they have a therapist, it's like a forever thing. I have therapy. That's something I do to keep my mentals on point.
Yes.
I think people need to budget in coaches to keep their account, keep themselves accountable and keep them on, you know, on track.
And not only that, you guys, it ain't just about the aesthetics. You know what I'm saying? It's not, it's more than that. It's keeping your mentals on point too. Because when you wake up in the morning, let's just say you look at your body naked in the mirror and you see what you like. Your mind is happy, and then your body, you work out, is happy. It goes hand in hand, like a musical note. When your mind is happy, your body's going to be happy. But if you're all like, fuck, I don't feel good. I look like shit. You're already talking shit to your mental subconsciously. Guess what? You're not going to feel good. Guess when you go work out, you're going to half-ass it. You're going to do everything half-ass during the day or during the day, diet, whatever. But it all goes back to the mind. This is the very important that I tell people. I train them in this, the mind first.
You know, what's interesting is a lot of the most successful people, they have like coaches for everything. They have for their business, a coach for their finances, a coach for their physical fitness. They have like literally they have all these coaches and mentors for all the different aspects of their life to keep them in line.
Yep.
And I think that's just so important. And that's actually why when I was we're starting to like restructure our program, we did like the annual pricing. If you commit to a year, because you're going to need a year.
At least.
Then you have the most affordable way to do this process. It's the most affordable when you commit to a year.
Yes.
And because you're going to need a year, if not more, now that I really like dive into why people fail on diets.
Yeah.
Like I said, the way I'm describing it is I'm describing with the person that has all the best intentions, the person that still tracks, that still does their workouts, they're gaining their weight back too. And that's why, Then you layer in the people that most of the people, which what do? They go back to their old habits. They stop working out. They stop tracking. They think that they can just go back to eating the way they did, or they want to maintain their weight loss in a way that's different than the way they lost the weight. That does not work.
Nope, it doesn't. And let me tell you guys, too, check this out. You're going to get people who will talk shit about coaches. Oh, you don't need a coach. That's just a waste of money. What do you need a coach for? You should tell them, you know what? So I don't look like you. Straight up, so I don't look like you. Why do you have a business coach? So I'm successful and I'm not broke like you. There's a reason why there's coaches. There's a blueprint. And one thing I got from that Aspire event is if somebody's successful at what they're doing, follow their blueprint. Stop trying to reinvent the window. Do your way. Why are you going to do your way?
So what do? You have to associate yourself with people that are what you are aspiring to be.
Bingo.
For example, if you want a healthy relationship, you want a solid marriage, associate yourself with other couples that have healthy, solid relationships, and you'll learn from them and you'll rise to that. Because if you associate yourself with like your single friends or your friends that have miserable relationships and all they do is trash talk their significant other, you're going to start to do the same. I feel like I got off topic, but you know,
people can drag you into their ill will intentions. You don't mean to do it, but you just get drug into it. Next thing you know, you're partaking in that behavior.
Not only that, but there was this one friend that two girls that all they did when we were together was trash their boyfriends. And you and I were boyfriend and girlfriend at the time. And they would just, I was like, why are you with them? I remember it was not a good thing. I'm like, I don't want to trash my boyfriend. So this is not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
And then we parted ways with our friendship. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And men do that shit too. They talk shit about either their wives or their girlfriends or my bitch wife or something. Like, why are you talking shit about your wife or the mother of your children? What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, why are you married then? If you don't love your wife, it makes no sense.
I know. Anyways, let's get back on topic because off topic is for Patreon.
That's true too. Yeah, we can get off real easy.
I don't know. I think it was eye-opening when I started to think about this topic because I too have, gained and lost a lot of weight over the years, but not massively. I have been able to maintain, which is, I'm a statistic. I'm a very one percenter that I was able to maintain a massive weight loss for so many years without rebounding because my mom rebounded 3 or 4 times. But so I had to really think like, why was I different? I don't know. All I do know is that I loved the feeling so much. That became a drug for me.
Cause you're scared to go back to the old year, 28 years ago.
Yeah. 27 years.
27 years ago. You're scared of that old you. Like, I don't want to go back to that old you. So that fear keeps you in check.
It does. It keeps me in striking distance.
Yeah.
Even now.
You know, because you know how you like your outfits, you like a certain way they look and feel on you, and you know that you like to stay on point. I know you.
Mm-hmm. No, I do. There's just, that feeling, you can't buy it.
Nope.
It's the best feeling, and that feeling is what keeps me on point also.
That's what I love about that feeling, about being lean and fit and in shape. Rich folks got all this money, their cars, their jewelry. Look at me, I'm balling. I got all this money. Sometimes they like to throw it in other people's face, but guess what? You got a busted ass body, homie. You know what I'm saying? You can't buy that. So you got to earn this shit, bro.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'm just keeping it real.
It's true though.
Look at all these guys in my, look, I might get a little shit from this, but look at the guys in my car community, in the muscle car community.
Mm-hmm.
Nice ass old school cars, beautiful. They come, they polish them, they rub their baby down, clean the wheels down. That's cool. You take a private car. But what about you, homie? Look at you. You don't represent your car. Well, your car represents you, but you don't represent your car. I'm just saying, you look like ass. You don't look good. You look like a torta, a homeboy torta, super burrito. What the fuck? You care so much about or even the riches with their Ferraris and their Lambos.
Okay, let me ask you this. So when you were overweight, did you feel overweight? Were you unhappy with your body? When you got dressed, when you put a shirt on, did you like, ugh,
I didn't feel comfortable.
What were your feelings emotionally during that time?
Yeah, I didn't feel good. I was unhappy with myself. Probably why I was not the best person towards you.
Yeah.
Snappy, edgy.
Yeah.
Always
but did
tired.
You feel, because I know from a woman's perspective, when I would, like, when I go to put on clothes, I'm like, ugh, I just want to wear, when I feel not myself, like my aesthetic, I just want to wear big ass sweats and big ass t-shirts because I don't want to feel it, if that makes sense. I don't want to feel, so I want everything to be big because I don't want to feel it tight on myself. I don't like that feeling. Well,
yeah, you're right. And there's a lot of men, you'll see a lot of dudes, even in the summertime, they wear like baggy sweats, baggy sweaters. They're trying to hide themselves. I could see you under that sweater, bro. You're still hella big, but it's because they're insecure. They're not confident. One of my clients said that to me, and I felt bad. I wear baggy sweaters because I don't want... I said, we're going to change that. Don't worry.
I know. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys is I don't tell you these things. It's like I don't talk about these things because I want to make people feel bad.
No, not at all.
I truly want people to feel that feeling that I describe that you like... You're, when you look in the mirror and you're like, I did it. Like, yes, I
Hell
did
yeah.
it.
You know feel what like I mean? A winner. You feel like a champion, a 1% in life. Like, I earned this.
That's what I want people to feel. That's the mission that we're on, even though there's outside sources that are going to try to pull you down. There's your own demons. There's your own tendency to self-sabotage.
Yes.
That's what we're trying to do is build a community to help you through the trenches. You know how when people do those Tough Mudders and stuff and they get a team to help them through the trenches?
Yes. Yep.
This is like a virtual Tough Mudder.
Yes. That's what we want to do.
Help you through because it is not fucking easy.
No.
It's not easy. We have all these forces. I can picture like a meme in my head of all these forces.
And the forces that try to pull you down and pull you behind, believe it or not, are the closest people to
100%.
You. Are your friends and your family.
Yeah.
They get all feeling some type of way. Oh,
yeah.
Or just eat that cake. Or just have that drink. Or you're getting too skinny. Or you don't need to work out that much. You're obsessed. You know what I'm saying? They try to pull you down.
No, I
like using what Mauricio says, crabs in a bucket.
Yeah.
The crabs in a bucket and you got a lifeline. You're like getting out of that bucket and they're trying to pull you back down.
Yeah, they try to pull you back.
Because I always say this. I always compare this. Their frequency is here. Say your frequency is here with them. You guys are on the line. You're like, all right, stop drinking. I'm starting to eat reckless. I'm starting to go to the gym. I'm starting to walk every day. Now I'm starting to lose weight. Now my mental health is getting better. Now I'm physically changing my appearance. You start pulling away from them. They feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing goes in business.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what that guy, Phil Bohol, said on the podcast.
Yeah.
He lost friends and stuff, his own friends, even Marine friends that he was in the Marines with because he became successful. He separated himself from the pack.
Yeah.
They stayed here at the bottom. He went way over here. Making, you know, his millions or whatever online.
And then he reattached to his mentors because they're above him. And he's like wanting to get to that level.
Yes.
But he said, he lost a lot of friends. If you guys have not checked out that episode, it's actually very good.
Oh, yeah.
He, you know, he's 30 years old.
30 years old. Okay. This kid is sharp.
30 years old, self-made, came from the darkness, the trenches. He's from the Philippines.
Yes. Not even from America.
Not even American.
USA. Yeah.
And that was really inspiring. So if you haven't checked that episode out, it's worth a listen because it's really good. But yeah, that was interesting when he said that I lost so many friends. And I think it's important to realize that's probably going to happen. And that's okay because you outgrow people. A season, reason.
Yes, you do. You outgrow people, unfortunately.
You outgrow people. And if you don't.
You evolve.
Understand that you're going to get
stuck in the mud, as I call it.
You're stuck.
And you're going to hate yourself. You're going to be mad at yourself. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something, man, that I heard today. Dana White, president of UFC, said, he was on a podcast. He says, listen, people think they got all day, especially young people. They think they got all fucking day. Like, that time doesn't go forward. He goes, before I knew it, today I blink and I'm 54 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. He goes, I remember taking on the UFC. He was in his 20s when he first took on the UFC and they bought it out. Here he is, 54 years old. Just like that, he blinked. And here I am, I'm thinking like, damn, dude, he's right. I'm going to be 50 next year. I'm saying, it finally here, it's coming. Time ain't stopping for none of us. So there is no tomorrow, like Apollo Creed said. Remember that.
Yeah, the good old Rocky movie quotes, man. There is no tomorrow.
No, stop thinking you got tomorrow.
You don't have a lot of time.
You don't.
Like, you can change your life, but stop putting it off because...
You're losing time.
Every day there is no tomorrow. I love that quote. Like, it gives me chills.
He's right. Because people are like... I don't know what it is. They're overconfident. I don't know if it's arrogance or just denial. Like, you think you're going to be here tomorrow? What, you think you're going to wake up? You think that's guaranteed too? No. Heart attack can come out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I know people a decade younger than me has had heart attacks. They're alive now, but they're like, whoa, I had a wake-up call.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? So remember that. There is no tomorrow. Start getting on it now. Stop being like everybody outside. Let me think about it. Let me think about it if I need help. Hell yeah, you need help. Stop being in denial. Yeah. Reach in your wallet, reach in your pocket, and ask for help and hire a coach. That's what you need. People are just so hesitant. Like, when I hired a coach, I didn't hesitate.
Yeah.
You were like, damn, baby, you didn't even hesitate when he asked if you want to go through with the program. I said, yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Took a risk on myself.
Because you have to, even coaches need coaches.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like we have a coach.
Yes, we
do. Like a business coach. And there's another coach that I'm looking at. When we get to a certain level, we're going to hire another coach because we have coaches too. Coaches need coaches.
Yes.
Mentors, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
I remember when I told you, it was like 3 years ago now, maybe 2.5, almost 3 years ago.
Yes.
I said that, you know what, babe? It's not too late for us. We could be living a whole different life by the time we're 50.
Yep.
Do you remember that conversation? Yeah.
You did say that.
Don't you feel like it's happening?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And it's funny. I just want to touch on what you said when you said coaches need coaches. Check this out. Professional bodybuilders, they already know what to do. They know how to eat. They know how to lift. They know how to get their body part right. But guess what? They have their nutrition coach that keeps them on point. They have their trainer that blasts them in the gym with weights. Mm-hmm. Same thing with fighters. Fighters know how to fight. They already know how to train. They already know the blueprint. But guess what? They still need the coach to guide them there.
Yeah,
you know,
of
they
course.
Still need the coach to guide them in the right direction. What are you doing wrong? What do you need to work on? Let me see your weakness. Okay, we need to work on that. This is your weakness. Mm-hmm. And then those fighters also have a nutrition coach to keep them in line with their eating. So they make sure they're eating while they're preparing for their fight. So you see what I'm saying? People, everybody has coaches and trainers, man.
Yeah, I think the problem with coaching is there's a lot of bad ones.
There is.
And so they give people a bad taste.
Sour taste
about
it. Mouths. Yeah.
I've been doing this almost a decade now.
Yeah. You've had a lot of success. I keep getting on you. This girl doesn't post her damn
results. I have
results.
Them on my website.
I don't care. Post them on Instagram. Yeah. The world needs to see.
You know what I love about my clientele? I have so many clients that have been with me for years, off and on. They leave and come back. And that makes me feel good because in a world full of online coaches.
Yes.
Everywhere. In a world full of online coaches, my clients come back to me. It makes me feel good.
They're a dime a dozen, but guess what? There's only you. There's only one of you.
Yeah. I love
everybody's unique.
Listen, my work, that's what I do every day. It's I spend more time chatting and talking with my clients than I don't have a lot of friends outside of you. It's like you and I have a couple of like relationships, but my clients are my friends. Like they are the people that I talk to and we're motivating, we're talking to. And
they're your people.
They're my people.
That's what you said. Your vibe attracts your tribe.
Yeah.
You told me that. Like I want to attract my tribe. I want
to
attract.
That's why I wanted to pull it together. Our tribe. The team. Like, because that's what we're creating. A team. Team Esco Elite.
And power couples, man. We want to create more power couples. Come on, you guys. Husbands and wives. Let's flip y'all. There's nothing better than a couple doing it together.
Yeah, exactly. So back on the maintenance thing and the stopping the yo-yo diet. So how do you stop the yo-yo dieting? Some practical tips that I'm going to leave you guys with. Don't actually go into maintenance calories, okay? Go into a slight deficit. Stay in a slight deficit, and that will make up for any kind of slip-ups and things like that. Continue to track macros.
Yes.
Because that's your guarantee. If you stop tracking macros, you will eventually slip up and gain weight back. It is who we are as humans. It's like you give yourself a rope, you give an inch, you take a mile, right?
It's always human behavior.
So continue to track. I would recommend that. I would also recommend whatever you are doing right now to lose the weight, ask yourself, can I do this forever? Because if the answer is no, you're going to make maintenance that much harder. And if maintenance is already hard, how much harder is that? It's like impossible.
Yeah.
So for the people who think, I'm just going to do this to lose weight and then I'm going to do this, it's not going to work. It is not going to work. And again, like I said, I don't want to talk another episode about weight loss drugs and things like that. But the reputable weight loss doctors that are working with these drugs, they all have the same message. The message is, it is a permanent solution. You're taking it for life because the weight does come back. It is not for temporary weight loss. It is for people who are morbidly obese or need a permanent solution. And the concept is you take the weight loss drugs forever. Why do they say that? Because they know the stats. They know.
They know.
The weight comes back. And if it's 95% for people not on the weight loss drugs, what is it? It's probably even 100%.
Like you said, we're in the 1%, 1%, 1% bracket. We're in the very low bracket. That's why people look at us crazy in public, I think, because what we see out there, the norm is overweight and obese. We see it all day long. We go do our errands and shop. It's sad, and people look sad. They look depressed.
Yeah. And the 99%, the percentage I was talking about, 99% will gain it back.
That's a fact. I believe it. We've seen it. We've seen it time and time again. Many times. Again, even coaches, the most disciplined coaches gain some weight back. Seen that too. Trainers, competitors, you
know. And look, I know, just to round this out, I understand there are some of you listening that are on the meds and your intention is not. And I'm willing to help you try to be that 5% that's not going to gain it back. But you're going to need help. You're going to need help, and I can help you. I have clients that I'm trying to help right now. So I'm willing to help you. No judgment. Because like I said, I would have done it. I would have done it anyway. And then I would have hired a coach to try to help me keep it off.
You would have done it.
I would have totally would have done it.
If you were 27 years ago, that heavy.
Not even 27 years ago. If I gained 20 pounds in menopause and I tried for 3 months and I couldn't get it off, best believe I would have gone to BYV and had them give me something and said, I'll figure out how to keep it off. Yeah. Come hell or high water.
At least you're honest.
I'm being honest. But yes, I will help you if you're worried. I can help you. Come on the team. We can work you through it. We can do our best. But if you're out there and you have lost weight and you're feeling some type of way, because I'm telling you, you're probably going to gain the weight back. Like I said, there's outliers. Okay. And I want to talk to you if you're an outlier. So if you have taken a weight loss drug, you lost the weight, you came off the medication, and you have maintained your weight loss for 1 year without going back on the medication, that's a success story. And I want you on the show. So hit me up if you meet that criteria. And thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode. It sounds like we have a couple of interesting things to talk about on the after show. So if you're on Patreon, head over to the after show.